So we're sticking with the heartwarming stuff for the moment, and we all know about organizations within our community that are doing great work to help those in need. Now, today's random act of kindness is for the Tsepo Community Development Initiative, and Yapi Krige is manager of the Community Development Initiative. He joins us on the line to tell us more in a moment about this initiative and the impact it's having on the community. But of course, Tsepo, you went there yourself.
I was there, and I'm sure, and I'm sure you've driven past the place. You've seen it so many times that it never occurred to you that, yeah, that is that. So it's corner Veltevreden and Penduring.
Oh, right. Yes.
Just before the, I think it's the Union Church on your right if you are traveling westbound.
Right.
Just before the Northcliff Primary School.
Yes, yes, I know exactly where that is.
Sometimes you see these artifacts there and furniture made out of wood.
Yes.
It was one of those pleasant visits that I have made, you know, when it comes to these types of projects. And you leave there feeling that, you know what, this is actually, it's got a bright future ahead.
All right. Fantastic. Yeah. So let's bring Yapi into the conversation. Yapi, good afternoon to you. Tsepo has only good things to say about your initiative. Just give us a sense of what you're trying to achieve there.
Hi, good afternoon, Joanne. The Tsepo Community Development Initiative was started around 2007 as an initiative by all the local churches in the community taking hands, specifically to respond to the need of homelessness and unemployment in our own community, and especially looking at the Windsor area. So they started with job creation programs as well as a youth development project in the Windsor area specifically, with the aim to help make it easier for people living on the streets and generally people who are unemployed to get opportunities and to access employment and things that can help them further grow.
Fantastic. I think it's from the sound of it, you're doing great work there, Yapi. So let's bring Sherry Saltzman into the conversation. She is, of course, from the Dis-Chem Foundation. Sherry, we've had you in studio quite a few times, and it's great to have you on the line this afternoon. Tell us how you're lending a helping hand to this initiative.
Well, I want to have a look at this amazing organization who is now taking people who are unemployed and giving them a place to trade where they can actually apply their skill and make money for themselves and their families. And I feel that's very important because officials were taking away these people's trade because they were trading illegally on the street. So, I mean, if we can enrich the lives of somebody that they can support themselves and their families, then why not do it?
Yes, what a beautiful...
Another thing that they're doing at this little community center is they've got a soup kitchen going. So people come there and they have their meal and they, I believe, in one shower that sort of caters to everybody, which is hardly ideal. So Dis-Chem has decided to come to their help and we're going to supply them with a proper fitted area for their showering so everyone in the community who needs a shower can restore a bit of dignity within themselves.
That's fantastic, Sherry. That really is wonderful to hear. And Tsepo, I mean, would you like to add, having been there, to what a difference Sherry and the Dis-Chem Foundation are making in this regard?
Well, I saw Sherry's face light up when we went to go visit the library. They've got a nice reading area where kids can come after school, pick up a book or so, improve their reading skills.
Yes.
And, I mean, I was impressed by the fact that the place is well kept, neat, very clean.
Yes.
And, you can see, I mean, she mentioned the guys that are there, who are making furniture, for example.
Right.
There's a gentleman who makes furniture out of pallets.
Wow.
I mean, like beautiful
yes,
stuff.
Yes, that is beautiful stuff. Headboards and such things. Oh, I love those.
And other art stuff there.
Yes.
They've got a vegetable garden growing.
Wow.
And yeah, it is just one of those projects where you actually think if we can all support some initiative like this, we'll be ticking a lot of boxes at the same time. You know, employment created.
Yes.
Reading skills, as I said earlier on. Feeding people, as I said. So it was a day well spent.
Fantastic.
And I think you can easily identify it. It's corner Penduring and Veltevreden Road. You can't miss it.
All right.
They've got a car wash there, by the way.
Which you're very fond of. Okay. All right. Tsepo, thank you so much for that. Sherry, thank you for joining us on the line there. And keep doing the great work you are doing through the Dis-Chem Foundation. And thank you for partnering with us on this here at 702. Japi Krecha, manager of the Tsepo Community Development Initiative, thank you for getting this started and for all the good work you're doing in your area. We'll, of course, continue to highlight some of these wonderful Dis-Chem random acts of kindness here on 702.